In Liberia, incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was named today as the winner of Tuesday's runoff vote, though the turnout was low due to a boycott. But something happened there last week that didn't get as much coverage. An underwater fiber optic cable arrived on Liberia's shores. The cable is 10,000 miles long. When everything's in place, the cable will stretch from France to South Africa along the bottom of the ocean. As Bonnie Allen reports from Monrovia, the cable's a cause for celebration in a country that desperately needs faster internet service.
Inside a small internet cafe in Monrovia, only three customers hunch over computers. Getting online costs $2 an hour. That's more money than many Liberians earn in a day. Emmanuel Dolo is trying to apply online for a scholarship, but he's not having much luck.
The internet here is very slow. Sometimes you pay for 60 minutes and you only get to use, say, 20 minutes. It just keeps loading and loading, and it's frustrating.
In Liberia, businesses and internet providers must pay for expensive satellite service. It's far beyond the reach of most Liberians. Elliot Bleedy is a communications specialist.
Liberia right now has about the lowest access to internet penetration in the region. During the Civil War years here in Liberia, the cables that were available, the financing and the political will was not there to bring it in.
But 8 years out of war, that has finally changed. Bleedy is standing on a sandy beach near downtown Monrovia. He looks out at a French ship that arrived on Liberia's coast. The ship is dragging a 10,000-mile fiber optic cable from France to South Africa. It's the Africa Coast to Europe submarine cable known as ACE. A crowd watches as a diver emerges from the sea pulling a rope. And eventually, the underwater cable pops out of the ocean onto the beach. The cable is just 2 inches thick, but it's considered an information highway. Ciotta Victor celebrates. The Liberian businesswoman returned home after the war ended in 2003, but says it's been difficult to work.
I moved my company home from America to Liberia, and internet access has been extremely challenging. I have paid as high as $449 for internet access a month.
For Liberia, as well as Gambia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, it's the first connection to a fiber optic system. Children scamper on the beach, caught up in the excitement, but they've never even used a computer. Still, Elliot Bleedy is confident that internet use here will increase by 75% in the next 4 years. He says the explosion in cell phone use proves it's possible.
Any illiterate person, any farmer who has never sat a day in school can use a cell phone. Any old mother sitting in the market can use a cell phone. And if you can use a cell phone, then the basic idea is that it's just a next step to going online.
The entire ACE cable must be in place before broadband service can begin. That's expected to happen by mid-next year. Meanwhile, the Liberian government and local companies must do their part. Install wires, cables, and towers to share the technology with the country. For The World, Bonnie Allen, Monrovia, Liberia.